Hi, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. This is Dispatch Me Home Radio, brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com. That is MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. Music news and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tell a friend about MusicChartsMagazine.com. Bringing you this hour of Dispatch Me Home Radio. Let's begin with the great Merle Haggard, a number one song that he had back in July of 1975. Let's get the big wheels rolling. Here comes Moving on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Once again, Merle Haggard wrote it and performed it, recorded it, number one hit in July of 1975, the theme song of a truck show that ran from 1974 to 1976. Now, the truck show was called Moving On, but it originally appeared on the NBC television network. Now, the pilot episode, which is the very first episode that they check out before they decide what they're going to do with the program, they actually had called it In Tandem, but decided they'd better change the name to Moving On. Sounded just a little bit better. Claude Akins was the old-time independent big rig trucker, Sonny Pruitt. Frank Converse, his educated co-driver, Will Chandler. So there you have it, Moving On, between 1974 and 1976. And by the way, I was watching TV the other night, which I very seldom get to do, and here comes Moving on one of the cable networks. They are running it, the old series. I couldn't believe it, about 10 o'clock at night, and I just sat there and watched that. It was so amazing. Because, you know, I was a teenage kid back then, and I thought it was absolutely awesome. And I guess I still do, yet today. Brings back a lot of memories. Here's some good memories for you on Dispatch Me Home Radio. Here comes one of the greats. Here is Tommy Overstreet and Ann. As we keep the classic country and trucking music alive here on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
And see you cry.
I love you, Ann.
I know he says the things a woman likes to hear, but when you really need his love, it won't be there. My love is real, not a game of pretend. I'll stay in love with you, and that's one place he's never been.
Ann, please understand.
Thank you.
Once again, there's Ann, Tommy Overstreet on Dispatch Me Home Radio. I'm Big Al Weekly. Coming up, we're going to talk trucking news with you just for a little bit, and something special that is on MusicChartsMagazine.com, something that's brand new. And I'll tell you, content as far as music news and just about everything you can think of that has to do with music is on MusicChartsMagazine.com. And they update that all the time. We got something special on there that we're going to tell you about. Right now, this is special to me because I had an opportunity to meet Jeannie Seely backstage at the Opry a few years ago. And I tell you, she's just a good old gal. That's a good old country gal. She comes from Titusville, Pennsylvania. Now, upon arriving to Nashville, Jeannie Seely was actually hired to fill in for Norma Jean on Porter Wagoner's Roadshow and television series. Jeannie was also looking for a record label, but I'll tell you, every record label in the town of Nashville turned her down except for one. And she got a recording contract for Monument Records in 1966. Now, her husband wrote a song called Don't Touch Me. So she decided to go ahead and record it. So the first major success for Jeannie Seely was that song her husband wrote called Don't Touch Me in 1966. And I'll tell you, I went back in the archives and I picked up the original television appearance of hers at the old Ryman Auditorium there in Nashville from the Grand Ole Opry on October 14th of 1966. So here is a very young Jeannie Seely to sing Don't Touch Me, her first major hit in Nashville.
Pretty, and she's got hit records, and I think she sings just great. Jeannie, what are you going to do for the folks?
Don't touch me, Jerry.
Oh, Jeannie, you don't think that I...
No, no, I just mean that's the title of the song, Jerry.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Your hand is like a torch each time you touch me. The love in your eye pulls me apart. Don't open the door to heaven if I can't come in. Don't touch me if you don't love me. Sweetheart, your kiss is like a drink when I'm thirsty. Sweetheart.
As it was on October the 14th of 1966, Miss Jeannie Seely singing her first major hit right there on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Let's get to Singing Ranger in here, and then coming up, we'll take a quick look at some truck news, but let's get on down to some I've Been Everywhere. Here comes the great Hank Snow.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mike, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside it. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand that I said,